An American child with cancer claims to have talked to Jesus. At just 2.5 years old, Kason Broussard was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a form of childhood cancer that develops from immature nerve cells, usually in the adrenal glands. Kason, despite his young age, was often close to death due to his illness. He underwent long hospitalizations and exhausting therapies. He entered the operating room several times and his body had to resist invasive and deep operations. The mother of the child, Lindsay Broussard, reported the stories of her son in great detail. She stated that during long periods of suffering, she would catch the child talking to himself and she would be told by the little one that Jesus was there to visit him. During operations, Kason Broussard dreamt of heaven, and once, as soon as he came out of the operating room, the child said, "I went to heaven." The relatives of the little one played along and had asked little Kason, "Okay, who was there?" When the boy replied, "Jesus, the father, and you know, the other." This left his family members stunned. There was no way this child could have learned stories about Jesus, God, and heaven from anyone. According to the child's family, there is no other explanation for Kason's story other than the child had an extraordinary experience. No one could have told him about it, and the little boy couldn't have been able to make up such a story. The child really did see paradise. When they asked him about what he had seen in heaven, he replied, "The people of paradise, and Jesus told me to go home." And when asked how it happened, Kason replied, "He pushed me, I jumped, and I flew." Kason in fact says that he had wings for the period in which he was in heaven. Now, Kason's story brought the whole family closer to God, and amazingly, encouraging progress has been observed after the bone marrow transplantation and chemotherapy treatments. A group dedicated to Kason Broussard was created on Facebook, who until recently recounted the life of the child with cancer who claims to have spoken with Jesus. Let's be honest here, there is just something so special about children. In Matthew chapter 19 verse 14, we read, Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And in Matthew chapter 18 verse 3, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus tells us that if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must turn and become like little children. So let's ask ourselves, who are little children? Little children are those innocent people who are ready to be taught. They will sit patiently beside you and attentively listen to what you have to say. Jesus wants us to behave likewise towards him and his teachings. Little children do not have preconceived opinions about something. They have no prejudice or bias towards a subject. They see something for what it is, as opposed to how, in their opinion, it should be like. Therefore, Jesus tells us to accept him, his teachings, and his kingdom as he teaches. When you compare us grown-ups and little children, you will notice that grown-ups' hearts, minds, bodies and souls have been tainted by the hustle and bustles of the evil of the world. Grown-ups tend to think bad things about others as opposed to children who always have good thoughts about others unless told otherwise by us grown-ups. They are very innocent and to them, love for others comes first, and this is manifested well when you see them playing together regardless of their race, tribe, religion and social status. This changes when prejudice is forced into them by us grown-ups. The humility of little children is always very overwhelming. They serve everybody regardless of their race, tribe, religion, or social status. They do not discriminate against anybody. They are just adorable.
Okay, wait, wait, now, wait, wait, wait. Say it really loud, okay?
Oh, Father,
let's, therefore, change our behavior and become childlike so that we can be regarded as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let us embrace humility, peace, and love for one another, and we will become like little children, both in heart and soul. Let us pray Lord Jesus Christ, we would like to become childlike so that we can enter your kingdom. Purify our hearts, thoughts, and actions to become like those of little children and thus become the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
He loves them so.